Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. We got our good buddy Art Kleiner back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Art is an old friend of ours, a longtime member of our Brain Trust, editor-in-chief of the outstanding business magazine Strategy Plus Business, and the author of The Age of the Heretics. And Art is the guy who basically helped me understand what I am in many, many cases. That is a heretic. He's our good friend, Art Kleiner. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks so much, Jim. Congratulations on your award. I never heard that. You're one of the top 100.
Oh, oh yeah. Well, you know, they keep lowering the standards, Art. Anybody can win these things. So we're glad you're here. And Art, one of the things that that's happening right now in this economy, and as a longtime observer of recessions and recoveries, my first recession was 1969, so I've been doing this for a long time. This one is different from all the others that I've been involved in, and one of the reasons is because we've had so many institutions that have been reset, that some of them aren't even have been reset out of business. Some institutions have been reset in terms of being, you know, no longer being in control, and many have been reset in terms of the way they think about their role in the marketplace. And one of those examples of things that have been reset, perhaps more than any, is in the world of banks, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Banks. And a lot depends on whether we think those have actually been reset or not.
Okay.
And how much of that reset has been internalized, either on the part of the banks or on the part of the regulators?
Right. But regardless of that, of who wins that argument, small business owners wind up being the casualty in all that, the collateral damage and all that, don't they?
Well, I think every small business owner is now seeking a different kind of relationship in terms of where they get capital from.
Mm-hmm.
There was a period when capital was so fungible and so plentiful that it really seemed as if all you needed to do was find some collateral or something that could seem like collateral,
right,
and borrow on it, and in some cases not even that.
And that's really kind of what got us, part of what got us into the problem we've got right now.
Well, yeah, I mean, to the extent that was not an accurate depiction of solid lending judgment. And to the extent that unsolid liquid lending judgment got, sort of enshrined into institutional decisions, then, yeah, it was a big problem.
I do think it's important, Art, to stratify the banking industry into the areas that have been impacted by what we've been talking about the most, mm-hmm. and those who haven't been impacted all that much, and that is the big banks. And even the large regionals, and then of course you've got about 6,000 independent community banks and plus thousands more of credit unions that are out there.
Right.
And those banks, those financial institutions, independent community banks, and credit unions, they really are not all that changed by all this, other than just the impact of the overall economy.
Well. And that's, one of the reasons why we're talking about this is because Strategy and Business has an article called What Banking Ought to Become,
mm-hmm.
coming out a little bit later this
The next month. Issue. Mm-hmm.
Next issue. And we've been thinking a lot about banks. And I think one of the big themes of all of this is that banks are different not so much by their size and not even by their structural forces, but by how much on a limb they went and what their practices were. And I think the real question that's unanswered is, was the damage that banks suffered commensurate with the decisions they made? In other words, did the banks that had good judgment, are they suffering alongside the banks that had poor judgment?
Mm-hmm.
And the other question is, are banks going to change? The reason why we turn to banks is still there. the contribution banks make to society is still there. You know,
right.
They provide credit, they provide legitimacy for where people keep their money, they provide a certain amount of safety, and they smooth over transactions. You know, to the extent that we're all small businessmen and women, we need to rely on banks in a way that, you know, wasn't as obvious in the heady years of the credit bubble.
Right. You know, one of the things you just said I want to come back to, and that is you said something about the banks that made bad decisions compared to the banks who didn't make bad decisions, and how much the latter group are being affected by the overall situation. That's the way it is with small businesses. You know, we're not the reason why the economy is in the shape it's in, but yet we're the ones who are having to pay dearly for what's going on. And I hope we can all learn something from that as we move forward as we develop these new relationships in the marketplace and remember that. I know I'm going to. 20 till, right back with Art Kleiner. Stay with us.
Ain't that what you said?
Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you very much for checking it out and using it to your advantage. We built it just for you, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. Comes every Sunday afternoon by email. Lots of other stuff there, too. Is you got 5 seconds or 15 minutes anywhere in between, we got something that will help you. And if you're on Twitter and you want to follow me there, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Art Kleiner, K-L-E-I-N-E-R, Art Kleiner is with us. He is the author of The Age of Heretics, editor-in-chief of Strategy and Business, which is an outstanding publication. Art, tell us how we can find your book and your magazine.
Well, for the magazine, please just come to our website, which is www.strategy-business.com. And the book is The Age of Heretics. It's available at pretty much any major bookseller. Josie Bass is the publisher. Just came out last year, 2008.
Yep. It's one of my favorites, folks. One of my favorite books.
Thank you.
And I encourage you to check it out. And you, in the next article, in the next edition of your Strategy and Business magazine, you're going to have an article on the banking thing that we're talking about right now.
Correct. And it's up on the website now.
Oh, good. It's
called What Banking Needs to Become. And then we have another piece by the chairman of the firm that publishes... actually, the CEO of the firm that publishes Strategy and Business, Shamit Banerjee,
right.
On bankers' bonuses and how to change the policy on them.
So you were telling us about this. One of the thing about banks and the future, I don't know how long it's going to be before larger banks actually get back into the small business lending. They don't seem to be moving very fast in that direction. In fact, they don't seem to be moving at all. But ironically, independent community banks are still very keen on lending to small business owners, but the bankers tell me that small business owners are not asking for those loans.
Well, I think everybody who ran a business based primarily on leverage has had a lot of thinking to do about the risks they're taking. You know, the danger after a crisis is that people run so far in the other direction
mm-hmm.
and take few risks. And we had a very entrepreneurial culture where people were, you know, sort of, we were continually whispering to ourselves that it was better to go a little bit further on
yeah.
a limb, out on a limb. And I think that a number of the risks that people took were really well considered risks,
yeah.
especially if they involved investment in, you know, building up a more effective business.
Well, Art, there's an analogy that I like to use that you're an entrepreneur when you push the envelope. And you're out on the leading edge, but you become the closer you get to the leading edge, the closer you are to the bleeding edge where mm-hmm. failure is found, and our potential failure, and that's when you start going from being an entrepreneur to being foolhardy.
Well, I think the one way to think about this is to ask ourselves what we really want in a banker, in other words, what bankers ought to be as opposed to what they might be. And the thing that community banks have and that the best of the major banks have is they provide money with perspective and a little bit of guidance onto, you know, when that money is at high risk and when it's at low risk.
Right.
The problem is, does a banker have, can you have confidence in a banker to trust that advice. It's a little bit like having confidence in a college admissions officer. You only get one chance to
right.
trust or not to trust. And there isn't really that many ways to take a decision back. So,
Another thing, though, that's really big on small business lending is character.
Yeah.
How much character plays a part in the decision. And that's something that you only get really with relationship banking, wherever that may be found. And it's definitely found at the independent community bank level. So I want you to wrap up your thought on banking, because I want to move over to an associated question to what you said a minute ago about you know the more we're into this downturn, the less risk we take. In a minute, I want to ask you about what impact that has on innovation, but wrap up for us what you feel that your final determination is on where banks should be in the future.
Well, it used to be that banks traditionally sort of lent money from asset holders right to customers and borrowers.
Yeah.
And it was a very simple process. Then it got incredibly complicated, starting about the early 1990s. You know, securitization and brokers, aggregators, referrers, you know, lots and lots of different types of asset holders, lots and lots of intermediaries, same old customer. Now, the challenge for banks is how to preserve that relationship while still having, you know, while not losing the baby of all those innovations, the bathwater of throwing out the ones that were really destructive. And I think that a lot of bankers recognize this and are struggling. The sad part is how many of them are struggling to find a path back to what they probably should have been doing all the time.
And there's a lot of fear that's preventing them from getting back there, isn't it? And now regulation.
We don't know really what regulation is going to be like. One of the big problems is that whatever the United States does has got to be congruent with whatever happens in Europe and to an extent Japan, because it just doesn't make sense otherwise. Too many banks are too global. And that's going to be, you know, ultimately, so the people who wrote this article think that banks are ultimately going to be like power utilities.
I got to be honest with you, Art, that doesn't sound like a small business friendly environment to me.
Well, power utilities might be small business friendly institutions in the sense of infrastructure. I don't know if it's going to go that far.
If I were an independent community bank, what you just said, if that happens, would be a happy occurrence for me. If I were an independent community bank,
that would not be a happy occurrence.
I think it would be, because I think it would be I don't know. I think I disagree with you on that, but I think it would be because it would clearly differentiate the big banks from the little banks, because I think the future in America is small business, not big business.
I think that's probably right, and I think one of the interesting things about...
Hold on, Art, I'm going to let you come back to that. Folks, we're also going to find out how all this is impacting innovation with our good friend Art Kleiner. The Age of Heretics is his book. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.